Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because the fix is in, guys. Absolutely. Cannot wait to talk to you about this. Please take a moment, as always, like these videos. Got over 1,000 videos now. Hit the subscribe button. And today we have a sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen, and I will talk about them a little bit later. But let's get right into it, okay? First things first, a week ago, we got another bank downgrade for Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Okay, people didn't think much about that. Isn't that the same one that we got before? No. This is talking about those individual banks being in horrific shape. This channel and others have talked about how bad Bank of America is doing right now. And that Bank of America could theoretically go out of business at some point. So do not panic. Do not freak out. You know, use your own judgment on whatever you're going to do. And you should have multiple bank accounts. But one thing that was slid under the radar the day before Thanksgiving that should just infuriate each and every one of us is Section 12 USC 531. And what that is a section in the tax code that makes it so that banks, federal, state, central banks, are all federally, locally, and from each state tax exempt. Now, isn't that weird that they brought that in the day before Thanksgiving? When you're sitting there going, gosh, I finally get a day off. I'm going to leave the office early. I'm not going to turn on the news. I'm not going to pay attention to anything. Again, that's what they wanted, was us to be distracted during this time. So, bravo. This code originated in 1913. None of us should know about this. None of us should be aware about this, but it got modified to 2023 to where these banks do not have to pay taxes. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like that exemption that you don't have to have taxes taken out of your check or pay taxes through your business or, you know, anything. Okay. So if you don't think that there is a huge banking problem, you are kidding yourself. This is the setup because they're losing money hand over fist. They're going to get more downgrades soon. And you're going to see this as something as a way of like, well, we told you about this. You knew how precarious this was. No, you told us how great everything was. You told us the economy's good and everything's good. And again, you're being distracted over here with things and not looking at this. And again, tax exemption for banks is lunacy, okay? Is absolute lunacy. Especially when, when did you vote for the central bank? Okay? When did you vote for Jerome Powell? Okay? Exactly. Okay? Now, my brother loves to shop. My brother loves a deal, okay? And he's very good at it. And this year he's like, you know what I'm gonna go do? I'm gonna get myself the paper and get all the circulars. Now, if he was on my email list, which I think he is, he would have all that because we put all that together for you for Black Friday and this weekend. But one thing that he likes to do is go buy the Thursday, Thanksgiving Day paper and get all the discounts for Black Friday. Only problem was, there was zero circulars in the Black Friday. Now, the thinking of this is that if somebody lives in Riverside County or LA County or Orange County, they would have different ads in their paper that would have different discounts that would correspond to their local retailers, right? Okay, this one's going to have this, Bass Pro Shop's going to have that, whatever, okay? Well, he couldn't find a paper, and he said the papers were all this thick. They were all basically half an inch thick for a Thursday Thanksgiving paper, which used to be the biggest paper of the year, was thickest. I know somebody that owned a TV store, and it was the biggest circular day of the year. It was the most expensive ad of the year. It was crazy on what it cost. Not anymore, guys. It's done. Now, two things. Online shopping and Black Friday, it was the greatest year ever. No, online it was great. $96 billion was spent. Okay. And don't forget Cyber Monday's coming up. Manufactured holiday, okay, is coming up. So Cyber Monday's coming up, and they just had stellar results. But but the stores were off. The stores were dead. Just because the stores were busy doesn't mean a thing. Now, two things. Laura sent me two stories, which were great. The first one was she had an appointment for Black Friday to go to a place called Lip Lab, which sells lipstick. You know what? I'm going to go treat myself. And they do all this color coordination. And it's not just, hey, we've got 300 types of lipstick. This is all designed around, you know, what you're wearing, your face, your features, your lighting, everything, you know, your skin tones, all that stuff. So she sets the appointment. They sent her three reminders to make sure she was going to be there. Wow, they're serious about this. If you're 15 minutes late, we're canceling the appointment. Whoa. Okay. So Laura got there early, and guess what? Store was closed. Want to know why? They didn't have any employees to work on Black Friday. Okay. Well, she just thought maybe they're going to be open a little late. Nah, she checked back an hour and then an hour and a half later, and guess what? They were closed. Okay. And she missed her appointment. It was their fault. Now, did they give her something free because they were closed and were degenerates? Of course not. But she went into a Macy's. Okay. Now understand this. This was before 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And she said it looked like the swap meet car wreck. And when you see these photos, it was awful. Okay. This is people shopping and trying stuff on and throwing them away. Okay. And just tossing them. Okay. Like animals. This is awful. This is what people do right now. And it's horrible that people shop this way. Now, I myself, when I go to a thrift store and I buy shoes or something like that, I accept the fact that, hey, some guy wore these shoes before. I once got a $2,000 pair of shoes for $30 once doing this. Okay. When I went to the, my shoe guy to get him to resole it and to shine the shoes, he's like, why'd you buy these, man? They're so expensive. Showed him the price tag and the receipt. Anyways, he freaked out. The point is, that's one thing. I'll do that. I hate trying on clothes that somebody else tried on if I'm going to buy something brand new. And the way that these people treat this Macy's store was horrible. It was just absolutely horrible. And again, sign of the times with how people are. People feel entitled that they can do this. The final thing was my brother was talking to one of the store owners, because remember, he went from place to place to place and spent probably $100 on gas to get himself the discounts, which I always get a kick out. It's like the people, I had a girlfriend once, and her mom used to drive from store to store to store to get the best price on turkeys. And I'd say, why don't you just look in the paper and shop and get the best deal that way? It's not as fun. Okay. Anyways, it's not as fun for my brother. So my brother drives from place to place to place, but he was talking to one of the owners of a store. And this man said, you know, you're going to have a SNAP card soon to pay for gas. You won't be able to use cash. It's like, what's that? Well, it's a specific type of card that will be able to make it so that you're going to be able to pay at the pump. That will happen within 2 years, he said. So basically, a digital currency that the store owners have already talked about and know about is coming within 24 months. So share this. But again, guys, hey, Dan, why are you driving to Vegas again? Well, what's that about? Why? Where are you going? Palm Springs, the desert. What are you doing out there? Oh, San Diego. Why is that? If you don't think that they're going to try to control people with the green energy falling apart and all of these car companies losing billions and billions of dollars, and Lucid loses $227,000 a car. But we have to buy an electric car, guys, to get through this. Okay? So get ready, get ready. But if you don't think the banking's going to change, and if you don't think that this is the warning after warning after warning, look at the tax code. Look at what I included below. Look at the date on it. It's from the day before Thanksgiving. Okay? Prepare yourself. Have multiple ways of paying for things. The guy that owned the store was from another country, was a cybersecurity expert, told my brother, and happened to own a store too. Just working the holiday too, but this is what I do. But let me tell you what's coming, okay? So prepare yourself. But again, the fix is in with these banks, because this is just a perfect example of how they're losing money hand over fist, okay? And then they're going to avoid taxes, okay? Wouldn't you like that? Share your thoughts on all this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen. When we get older, our skin gets a little crepey. And there is something that you can do about this. People just say, hey, with aging, your skin changes. Well, you can do something about this, and that is take Ageless Multi Collagen. If you go to healthwithdan.com, the good people at BioTrust set up a website where you can buy this and save 51% off the regular price. It's 5 different collagens from 4 premium sources, but this is important for your hair health, your nail health, your gut health, joint pain, and most importantly, your skin health. Take a look at this today. So many of you have ordered this. It comes from the good people at BioTrust who have shipped over 15 million products, but there are very few things that really are the fountain of youth. Collagen has proven to be very, very good for us, and I take it every day, regardless of where I'm at, traveling, and it's helped tremendously. My joint pain is gone. My skin looks great, but check it out today. Go to healthwithdan.com and check it out today. It's on the green. Another day, another recall. Big one, Stellantis. Just recalled 32,000 cars. And I love this one. Potential fire risk, okay, for their hybrid Jeep Wrangler when they're charging. Listen, it's no big deal, but your car could catch on fire, so we need to fix this. 32,000 of those problems, okay? Let's play a game. Who said this? Hey, it looks like the real estate market's going to be stuck in a rut right now if we avoid a recession. If we hit a recession, it's going to be much worse. Who said that? Who said that? Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae said that. There's a story below on this, the lender. So if you don't think that there's a problem right now with real estate, because I found another great article where here in Southern California, here's like 12 markets where real estate prices drop a minimum of 5%. When you have a 10% drop in real estate prices, it's considered a rut. It's considered a crash. Oh, no, it's not, Dan. It's just an adjustment. 5%'s an adjustment, guys. Okay? 5%'s an adjustment. But hey, go buy a house right now. Step it up and go out there and buy a house. I love all the stories. I could bore you guys every day with, hey, mortgage rates have dropped the most dramatic in 24 months. It's 7.5%, guys, right now. If you have gold credit and you have all the money in the world to put down, you can get a 7.5% mortgage. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Okay? You are seeing all this crazy stuff right now that nobody wants to sit there and take a look at. The real estate agents right now, it's kind of interesting. With all these lawsuits, you're starting to see the buyer's agents starting to run scared. You know, I get the hate mail, other people, Drayton Nay, oh my gosh, that guy, you should see the stuff he gets. It's crazy because if a person goes out, okay, if I go buy a house, think about this. I'm gonna go get pre-qualified, have everything in order, and go find myself a house, okay? So what's a buyer's agent do for Dan? Seriously, what did, well, we're gonna go to the inspection appointment, Dan. We're gonna let any termite guy in the door, and we'll make sure the paperwork's done right. Okay, well, that's what my attorney's for, isn't it? Okay, deal with the title company. Why would you pay for a buyer's agent with a guy like me? And many people are gonna go, wait a second, what did she do for that? Okay, because you're gonna find the house, guys. Okay, and that's what Drayton Nay is talking about big time on TikTok. So share your thoughts on all this stuff, guys, and more recalls, more stuff going south, but let me know what you think. A lot of these stories today are all over the map, and I like news days like this because this is a lot of stuff you don't get. Yvonne sent me something from Psychology Today. And this is something that I truly believe in. And that is, you are never too old to learn anything. It has nothing to do with your socioeconomic background. It has nothing to do with what city you live in, who your parents were, how you were raised, rich, poor, whatever, it makes no difference. You should constantly be learning. But what she sent me over was a report from Psychology Today about how there's so much optimism with people financially that are not that smart. And it's fascinating because when you think about it, hey, if this is going to work out, I'm going to trust this guy. I'm going to go buy gold off Craigslist. You know, those idiots. I mean, people that do stupid things that are avoidable. Okay. And again, but the optimism of what's going on, I believe in being optimistic, but I also believe in being an educated optimist, which you have to be. You have to look at this. You got to weigh your decisions. You've got to do this in such a way that when you make these decisions, you feel good about the decision that you're making. Okay. Whether it be your health, financial, anything, your friends, show me your friends. I'll show you your future. Dan Pena. Okay. Well, my friends are a bunch of drug addicts, Dan, that gamble and cheat on their wives. Okay. Guess what you're going to be? The fourth one. Okay. Anyways, United Health. United Health is getting sued right now because what they did was they went and denied a bunch of people health coverage based on an AI program. How awful is that? Okay. Now, from someone that lived this a year ago at this time, guys, knee deep in the hospitals, knee deep in running my life and trying to take care of my girlfriend during this time, during the last month of her life. And I dealt with more hospitals and more hospital appointments than most people will in three lifetimes. Okay. But you have to be in control of this. You have to have the patient know what's going on. And to have an AI program that's going to determine this, this is awful. And she's old too. You know, Betsy's old. Betsy's in her 80s. Betsy shouldn't have this type of treatment or this care. We'll just move on. You know what I mean? No. No means no, guys. Tell them no. Make sure you're educated on this. You don't have to be mean. You need to be smart about this. Just like your financial future, you need to be smart about your health too. Final thing, which is not smart, is imagine if you went to go pump your gas and they said, hey, we have a premium of $1 a gallon right now because it's a busy time for us. You would lose your mind. You would say, I'm not going here. Pass. Tesla superchargers are going to charge $1 more a minute to charge your car. So if I wait here 40 minutes, I'm going to pay $40 more. How insane is that, guys? What is wrong with you people? It's such a great car. My Black Friday video, I saw the greatest thing. Two Teslas were going in complete different directions at the mall, and the women hit each other and refused to move out of the way and blocked all the traffic. And I was sitting there laughing. I go, why don't you guys move over and argue over there so people can get by you? And they swore at me. They were not very nice. But anyways, it was kind of funny. And then people started yelling at the Tesla people. It was great. I wish I should have filmed that, but I was editing at the time, so I couldn't pull the camera out. Anyways, okay, $1 more a minute for peak times. What's going to happen? What's going to make that not go to $10 a minute? Hey, you want to get someplace? It's $1,000 to charge your car. Here you go. Okay. Oh, you're insane, Dan. It's $10. It's $1 a minute, guys. What's it cost to charge your car? I can get 85% in 20 minutes. Okay. Okay. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. First thing is the IRS has decided to delay its reporting of transactions online like Venmo, PayPal, things like that for $600. It would have created millions of 1099s, and they've decided to delay it at least until 2025. Now, the way that this used to work is if you had $20,000 in sales or 200 transactions, whichever was more, you would have a 1099. Now, they lowered it to $600, but that's not going to take effect for the 2023 tax year. The next thing is, my late girlfriend had a handicap placard because she had stage 4 cancer. And it was a godsend at times because there were times you needed to take her to a doctor or someplace and she needed to be up front because she couldn't walk far. So there was a ring busted here in Southern California that deserves a place in hell because they sold these things to people. Hey, you got an ID? Got an ID? I'll get you one. And the story is below. But man, oh man, the idea of taking somebody's parking spot that's sick or handicapped or ill is awful. And in fact, after my girlfriend died, the last thing I wanted was that thing in the car. I just didn't want to get pulled over with it and have anybody see it and explain it or anything like that. But these people, I don't want to walk. Okay, final story. Had a lot of EV stories today. A man in Canada, another story, scratched the bottom of his car. Hey, you need a new battery. The battery is $50,000. 50 grand. Okay. How much is a motor for a car? Okay, it's not $50,000. So you cannot finance this. You cannot afford these cars. Okay? Damn, they're the coolest things ever. You just have to understand. They're fantastic. Okay. Share your thoughts on all this stuff. Remember, the fix is in when it comes to these banks not paying taxes, getting downgraded. You're going to see more downgrades between now and next week. And oh my gosh, yeah, this bank's not doing well either. Neither is this one. Get a credit union, get a bank, do some financial research. Okay? Be optimistic, guys, but educate yourself. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. If you want to email me something, hello@iallegedly.com. We had an email go out the other day. Check your spam filter if you're on the list. And again, remember, it's just the greatest shopping time of the year. It's the best. And if you didn't participate, you're missing out. Okay? I could go on for an hour. I'll see you guys real soon.